from the South car park at the Britannia Stadium. We're sat here waiting to get out, and I think we're going to be here for a very, very long time. It finished Stoke 3, Arsenal 1. Pretty disappointing. Can't really have any complaints if we're honest. The team, I better start with that. Fabianski in goal. Coquelin at right back. Sol Campbell making a second debut alongside Mikel Silvestre at centre back. Traore left back. Midfield of Eastmond, Fabregas and Danielson. Vela, J. Manuel Thomas and Theo Walcott up front. 1 minute, a goal basically. Long delap throw. Came in. Fabianski didn't really come for it. There, guy got a nice head on it. 1-0. Bit of a disaster. We were pretty wretched for the whole of that half, if we're honest. Sol Campbell played well, dominant in the air. Cesc was doing his best, but there are too many players who didn't look like they really fancied it. Vela, Walcott, those kind of players weren't really doing enough. And it was our first shot of any kind that went into the net on about 40 minutes when we got a free kick out wide. Fabregas slipped it across to Danielson, who it got a double deflection, a bit like Gael Clichy's goal at Stoke last season did in the 2-1 defeat, and it went in, and that was good. We'd been a bit lucky before then. Silvestre had fouled Fuller for what was a pretty clear penalty. After the break, you felt we needed to push on, really go for the goal, because they always look dangerous with our kind of dodgy defence. We didn't really go for it enough. There was a Fabregas long range shot, but nothing else. A Vela kind of cross shot. Not a lot to speak of. 77 minutes, they scored. We'd made a triple sub by then. Arshavin, Eduardo and Ramsey replacing Coquelin, who struggled at times, particularly in the first half. Replacing Coquelin, Walcott, who was dreadful, if we're honest, on his first start, in fairness, for a while. And the other player that came off was J. Emmanuel Thomas, who had done okay, was kind of strong on the ball, but hadn't done anything special. And we didn't, even after that sub, we didn't really turn it up enough. And then their guy got down the right wing. Danielson looked incredibly slow closing him down. The cross came in, it was perfect. Campbell couldn't get there. 2-1 to Stoke. And then before it was 3, another cross and, you know, into the back of the net and whatever. All in all, pretty disappointing. Can't argue with the result. Difficult to know what team Wenger should have played. Campbell played well. Sylvester's a bit of a nightmare. Fabianski didn't have a great game. Coquelin struggled. Traore wasn't great. Fabregas led us well. Eastmond did okay. Danielson will be disappointed for the second goal. Vela didn't do nearly enough. Walcott didn't do nearly enough. Thomas, as I said, okay, but nothing to really kind of get him right in Arsene Wenger's thoughts. And the subs didn't really have much of an impact. Stoke 3, Arsenal 1, it finishes, and we're still in the car park, not moving.